Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So yesterday, I experienced something I've never experienced before. It scared the bejeebers out of me. About a quarter to two in the afternoon here in Northern Illinois, I was at work in the office talking to a coworker, and I felt dizzy, and I kind of leaned back and caught myself, and I left for home because basically I was done with the day, and I went to the doctor's office to drop off a medication that needed to be refilled, and I was still feeling dizzy, but I was able to drive, and the doctors, thank God, don't live too far. The office isn't too far from where I live. So I came immediately home and went upstairs, and I figured, well, I'll lay down for a little bit. And I didn't actually lay down. I just kind of propped the pillows up and leaned up against the headboard. And when I did that, the entire room started spinning. When I was looking at something and focusing, it was as if I was on a, all I could think of is those tilt-a-whirls where they, when they first start to spin, and it would just pick up momentum. And I had to close my eyes because if I focused, it felt like they were going back and forth, which they were, but I didn't know it at the time. And, thank goodness my husband was home, because I was getting really bad. I was starting to sweat, and I was just having problems breathing, and more like an anxiety at that point. And then the nausea came, and trying to make it to the bathroom was a lot of fun, and good thing my husband was there once again to hold my hair, and I remember he kind of giggled, and he says, "You've never been sick like this," because I don't normally toss my cookies, even drinking, I don't toss my cookies. And then I came back to lay down, and then it happened again. Just not as bad. And I dealt with this until about 7 in the evening. I'd, you know, been dozing off in and out of sleep. And my husband had gone outside to start, you know, working on his project again. And the man-child came home about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and he asked me what I ate, and I told him I had forgotten to eat. I had had a granola bar like at 11, and I had a can of Mountain Dew right before I came home, and he said maybe the pop was bad, and maybe, you know, because I hadn't eaten, and then, my husband went and got, or made me a baked potato, thinking that might help. It did. I held it down for a while until I fell asleep laying down. And when I rolled over, it started again. And I ran to the bathroom, which was fun because it felt like I was zigging and zagging all the way there, which is like right around the corner. And I tossed my cookies again. And by that time I was done. I was like, okay, it's time to go either to the hospital or to the walk-in clinic, which I ended up going to the walk-in clinic. And, basically they diagnosed me with, vertigo and labyrinthitis. It's a basically an infection, inflammation of the inner ear. There's two causes. One's bacterial and the other one's viral. And since my immune system has been compromised previously, they're thinking it's viral. Which, you know, you can, it usually shows up, I guess, after the flu. But I haven't been sick. It just, I've never heard of it before. But I guess there's a lot of people out there that experience vertigo. And now I'm one of them. And I wish I was not one of them. Because it is the scariest thing I've ever felt. You feel totally out of control. Yeah.